SA on SAFM, Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m.
Now, this year marks the 33rd anniversary since South Africa adopted the annual 16 Days of Activism for No Violence Against Women and Children campaign, which aims to raise awareness of the enduring and devastating impact that gender-based violence and femicide had on the country. Now, legal experts say while much has been achieved through collective commitment and resilience, the campaign serves as a moment to reflect on the distance we still need to go towards building a safer South Africa for all. Now, we started the conversation yesterday. We will continue with that. And for more on this, we're joined on the line by the director at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, the pro bono and human rights practice, Bridget Mangale. A very good morning to you. Is it Brigitte Mangale? A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it's Brigitte.
Now, Brigitte, you say that an overwhelming number of sexual abuse survivors have expressed their frustration with the attrition of their cases, often due to failures within the criminal justice system. What does this say about the accountability for systemic failures in the country?
Yeah, I think that's an important starting question. I think there's no doubt that the criminal justice system is meant to serve as a source of unwavering protection for survivors of sexual abuse. But what we often see is that survivors of sexual abuse are encountered with extraordinary difficulty when trying to report their case. Sometimes it's a question of the criminal justice system not having sufficient capacity to handle the case properly. Sometimes there's an improper application of the law. But what we see oftentimes is that there's a lack of sensitivity around the handling of a sexual abuse case and a lack of full appreciation of how that unique circumstance is meant to be handled. And that often results in survivors of sexual abuse not even feeling comfortable to come forward and report their case and report it to a criminal justice system that's meant to support it, to support their circumstances without hesitation. And so one of the things that lawyers like myself can do is hold the state to account for their failures to uphold the laws and to be rolling out a criminal justice system that does what it should do. But it's also a reminder that sexual abuse and sexual violence is not only a legal issue, it's a social issue. If survivors of sexual abuse are experiencing difficulties with sensitivity and handling of their case, that tells me that there's an opportunity for an individual's sense of right and wrong to creep into the handling of a sexual abuse case, and that simply can't happen. And so efforts to increase sensitivity training, to work with members of the justice system more closely so that they respond with kindness and compassion and an appreciation for the unique circumstances is one of the important steps that we must take together as a society.
Hmm. Now, rape and other forms of sexual abuse are endemic in South Africa, and you say that yet some of our laws unfairly and unconstitutionally offend the basic human rights of victims of sexual abuse. So what legal reforms is then required to address this?
Another good question. There are many steps that can be taken to ensure that subordinate legislation aligns with our constitutional values. We have one of the most impressive and progressive constitutions in the world. And so we must make sure that the legislation that's meant to protect sexual abuse survivors is in alignment with the Constitution, but importantly, it's also in alignment with lived realities. And so one of the cases I'm working on is to increase and expand, appropriately so, a survivor of sexual abuse's right to access to justice. Again, there must be a recognition that handling sexual abuse is a unique situation, and it is different from case to case. And so our law must allow that a survivor of sexual abuse first must go through a long healing journey before she can even consider coming forward to court. And how long the healing journey should take is not for the law to prescribe. It's for the law to respond to the widely accepted position that a healing journey is going to be different in each case, is going to be non-linear, And we simply must legally accept that and make room for that, because that really is what upholding a right to access to justice means. It means responding to a lived reality and not simply taking a one-size-fits-all approach.
I thank you so much for your time. Brigitte Mangale, the director at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Pro Bono and Human Rights Practice. Remember, yesterday we asked that question, what more should be done to stop gender-based violence? Because the deputy president, Paul Mashatile, emphasized the need for united action to combat gender-based violence during the launch of the 16 Days of Activism for No Violence Against Women and Children.
Whatever your need for a personal loan,